here zooming along all the way from Anaheim to Crestline to see or to listen or whatever. Evil Erica, how you doing?
Phenomenal. We all love that word.
Phenomenal. Yeah, I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, I feel good about this podcast. We are not doing a hidden gem today. But before we get started in that, how was your weekend?
It was phenomenal. I visited Killer Mike's Arcade this weekend.
Ooh, really? You sure it wasn't retro? Oh, okay, cool. And in Retro Man Mike, huh? And then all that other stuff. Okay. Yeah, you were over. I forgot. You came over. I forgot.
They were playing mind games with me. I didn't know if I was speaking to Killer Mike or Retro Man Mike. Guys, if you don't know, Killer Mike has a spin-off podcast. Not a spin-off. It has nothing to do with THFR.
Well, it kind of does now because now both universes are colliding. Watch out, MCU. Watch out.
Killer Mike has a new podcast out with our former sound guy, my husband, Raging Tone. Power Up Boys. Where they review...
Power Up Brothers.
Excuse me, Power Up Brothers. My only focus is THFR, sorry.
That's good. It's all about the THFR. So guys, check it out. We're just diving into that, and it's just a short little advertising of that. We also release an episode every Friday, so Killer Mike is working double overtime.
Yeah. I think I'll be kind enough to drop a link in the show notes to your new podcast.
Really?
Oh. I'm not subscribing Thank to your you. Damn Patreon, well, though. I'm not.
Wow. Okay. Well, fine. Yeah. Don't. All right. I'm quitting the Patreon on THFR. No.
Wow.
But yeah, guys, check it out on a serious note. Power Up Bros. We already have two episodes out, so check it out. Listen to it. And since you brought up Patreon, might as well just cover that since before we get started. Why don't you explain? We have a Patreon.
As you all know, the link will be in the show notes to our THFR Patreon, where you can subscribe to one of three tiers and receive merchandise and mostly our really awesome and amazing behind-the-scenes footage. So you don't want to miss out.
Yeah, that's true. And there's going to be something coming up real, real soon for our non-Patreon listeners. And,
yes.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. But anyway, enough of that stuff. Get it out of the way. Okay, now we're going to dive into this review, which I'm really happy about. Evil Erica, what movie are we doing?
Roman Polanski's Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby, 1968. Roman Polanski. Yes. For those of you who don't know who Roman Polanski is, all I have to mention is Sharon Tate, his ex-wife, who was brutally murdered by Charlie Manson and his clan. Charlie Manson didn't really do the murders, but you know, the guys know the story of that. This movie has a dark reason. I bring that up because it kind of has a dark settings to this. And not only that, it's about the devil. It just is. I mean, it's straight up. It's about the devil having
this is in
our world.
Basically. This is one of the satanic panic movies.
Yes.
The Exorcist, right, The Omen.
Oh yeah, we kind of discussed this on Race with the Devil episode.
Yes, Race with the Devil, was underrated.
A lot of these movies were being released during this period of time. I mean, as you mentioned, The Omen, mm-hmm. Rosemary's Baby.
I wanted to mention something to you that I thought was really funny. It has to do with one of our early on episodes, Witchboard. You know, because Witchboard was part of that satanic panic, you know, theme going on as well. I learned that the reason why people are scared of the Ouija board are because of this movie. Or not this specific movie, I'm sorry. These movies. Satanic panic movies.
I mean, it makes sense because a lot of people were introducing this stuff.
Yeah. And well, but the funny thing is that before these movies came out, particularly The Exorcist, the Ouija board was like having Monopoly in your house. You saw it on I Love Lucy and you saw it on Leave It to Beaver, and it was just like a regular mystifying board game, and it had nothing to do with Satan until The Exorcist.
Yeah.
So I think that's funny.
Lucy episode. That was funny.
Yeah, Madame, he says it all Madame, casually.
What's her name? Madame Hussein or whatever.
I forgot. But he goes, Lucy played the medium.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that episode. And then I haven't seen this episode, but it comes out on Leave It to Beaver, and I guess Beaver Cleaver is playing Ouija with his friends.
That kind of
rhymes. In an episode. Yeah. That's his name.
Leave It to Beaver.
You didn't know Beaver Cleaver was his name?
The Beaver did it. Blame the Beaver. But anyway, a couple major actors and actresses are in this movie. Mia Farrow, of course, is in this. Mm-hmm. She's in a lot of movies. I just watched a movie with her a couple of nights ago. I don't know if you've seen it, Evil Erica. It's called The Haunted of Julia.
No, I've never. Julia.
Okay, it's on Shudder. I seen it before a long time ago. It opens up with her daughter dying from choking on an apple. That's the way this movie opens up.
That's every parent's worst nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, she's literally choking on an apple. She dies in her and Mia Farrow. She opens up her daughter's throat to try to help her breathe, but she ends up killing her accidentally. But it's a good movie. This ghost is out for revenge, but there's a couple twists and turns here. You should watch it.
Is it possible that Julia is Rosemary's baby grown up?
it wouldn't be because
it's I'm a just kidding. I know, I'm just kidding.
So, okay, Rosemary's baby, as we were talking, Ruth Gordon's actually in this. She plays the annoying neighbor.
Hey, guys, Roman.
Remember, she talks like that. She's always nosy. And John Cassavetes plays Guy, which is Rosemary's husband.
Guy. You know, hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy. I wonder what, when they sat down, they were probably thinking of a good name for him. What do you call him? Well, he is a guy. Well, we call him Guy. Fuck it. Yeah, okay. That's good to me.
Guy is actually a really common name.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
No, it is. I'm just joking. Yeah, it is a common name.
Well, I think in like other languages, it's short for Guillermo.
Oh, is it?
And okay. It's usually pronounced Guy.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, American way, you say Guy.
Yeah. Well, the way this movie starts off, this young couple, which is Rosemary and Guy Woodhouse, Guy is a struggling actor in the biggest city in the world, New York. Mm-hmm. And they're just skipping along the boulevard looking for a place to live. And they end up running across this apartment building, which they decide to move there. And they move next door to this annoying couple, Minnie and Roman Cassavetes, who are taking care of this homeless girl, in a sense, who befriends Rosemary. Later on in the movie, they find her dead. I mean, before then, I mean, you hear like chanting and stuff, and Rosemary and Guy, they're kind of like, they're just chanting some weird stuff, you know, kind of like ignoring it, kind of making fun of it. But apparently when they were hearing that chanting, the girl that befriends Rosemary is again thrown out the window. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do.
When's the last time you've seen this movie?
But I remember a handful of the scenes, and I really do like this movie.
I remember as well too. Don't you remember they give her this necklace that has like this weird herbs and stuff like that? It smells really bad. Every time
that before she gets pregnant or after?
It's after. Okay. But it doesn't matter if she's pregnant or not. It's kind of like in my opinion, when they give her this necklace, it's kind of like you're marketing her.
Okay. I was asking because I remember when they bring her the shake after she's pregnant. They're like, it's good for the baby.
So
like a weird taste.
Rosemary is basically trying to have a baby, but Guy, he kind of wants to hold off because he doesn't really. He's a struggling actor.
Right. Yeah.
So one day he's like, you know what? Let's go. Those annoying neighbors invite them over next door, and for dinner. And basically, Guy is kind of intrigued over Roman Cassavetes' stories that he's been telling. Because Roman Cassavetes, he's been everywhere. He's done it all. Hence why he's like the leader of the occult, Roman Cassavetes, which later on you do find out. Mm-hmm. He even tells Guy in the living room, he goes, name a place. You know, I've been there. I've seen it all. Name a place. And he's been there and seen it all.
Kind of like Killer Mike.
Yeah, 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 he just is. Yeah, he's a little cocky fuck. He just is. But this, I talk about this scene, Ivor, okay, because Guy is kind of making a deal off to the side that you don't hear. I mean, all you see is you see like this cigarette smoke coming from the living room, and Guy's kind of making a deal with Roman Kasavitz, and they don't really say it, but Roman Kasavitz offers, "Hey, if you give me Rosemary, I will give you every fortune in the world." So Guy kind of he agrees to this. Guy's in on it from the beginning, or not from the beginning, but from that point on, I should say.
Uh-huh.
So Guy basically arranges the devil to rape his wife, and they have a baby later on.
Right.
Or, well, way later towards the end. But he basically, Rosemary's thinking, oh, Guy got me pregnant, but it was actually the devil who was with her.
Wasn't she dreaming, though, that this was happening that night? Like,
she wasn't dreaming. She was hallucinating because they end up drugging her later on.
But she sees like a devil kind of a thing.
Well, no,
her,
she's
right?
Half, she's half conscious, half not, because they roofied her.
Basically. Oh, okay. So, and she just thinks it's a dream? Is that what's going on?
No. She says, this is no dream. This is really happening.
Okay. The devil's
raping
her. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So she ends up getting pregnant. And for a 1968 movie, guys, this is pretty graphic.
Yeah.
It's a graphic movie. Yeah. I mean, they don't show like full on sex, but
right.
You get the picture like, okay, hold on a second. The devil is raping this girl.
Yeah, exactly.
And what I find interesting is like, they don't show the devil. They just show his red eyes. A
yes.
Zoom in of his red eyes.
So when they show his eyes, that's significant for a later part. Of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So randomly, Guy gets a part in a play because it's true. Okay, so randomly, Guy gets a part in a play because the main star goes blind out of nowhere.
So they just like randomly pulled his name out of a hat. No,
so what happens is Guy, without you knowing about it, he takes an object from the actor. I think the actor was missing like a piece of his like a jacket or something. I don't remember clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But he takes that object from the actor and gives it to Roman Kasavitz. But again, you guys don't see this until they talk about it later on. And then once Roman Kasavitz has this object, he puts a spell on the actor, and the actor goes blind. And who's the next runner up? Guy. Guy gets the part. So now Guy starts getting parts in Broadway plays, commercials.
That guy, man.
That guy. That guy is the guy. Yeah. but he's kind of a douchebag for doing that. This movie's sad in a sense, because Rosemary really wanted to have a family. She really right. did. And to find out that she's knocked up by the devil, that's not good.
And her due date is June 6th.
Is it really?
Yeah. It is. I just had it right here. It said the baby's due date was June 6th, which would June 6th of 60. Or I'm sorry. Let me just retract all of that. The baby's due in June of 66, making it 666.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it didn't
say
June 6th.
I never paid attention to that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This movie, I have some eerie freaking parts. But the thing I love about this movie is kind of, again, if you listen to our prior episode, Race with the Devil, this movie here is very similar. And what I mean by that is you do not know who you can trust.
Yeah,
everybody could be part of their cult. You don't know.
There's a lot of oddly friendly people.
Oh yeah, especially those fucking neighbors, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Roman. Oh,
they're,
that lady.
They're Ooh. All there too for the baby. Roman. Everything's for the baby. Drink
yeah.
this
oh, yeah.
shake
Drink
for
this
the baby.
Oh yeah, she makes a shake, mm-hmm. and even the doctor that she goes sees, he goes. Don't go and take vitamins. Who does that? We're going to have the lady next door, which is Minnie or whatever her name is,
Minnie,
make
yeah.
you a shake. As don't Rosemary, they... I would think, like, hold on a second. Why am I going to have this lady make me a shake?
Oh, don't they pick her doctor, too?
Like, well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, the lady, yeah. Dr. Saffenstein or something.
Yeah.
Dr. Abraham Saffenstein, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you would think, hey, I'm Rosemary. I'm pregnant. Why am I having this doctor that's not going to give me, you know, the normalcy of the prenatal pills?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just going to drink a milkshake? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it doesn't even taste good.
Yeah, exactly. So
she also craves raw meat.
Yeah, she craves raw meat. There's a lot of red flags that she... Rosemary is kind of like blinded to, or she's very gullible. She's very gullible. She's very trustworthy. Until like later on, she starts figuring out some shit. Like, oh God, they want my baby. That's what, you know, that's the whole thing. She thinks later on that, you know, they want to sacrifice her baby, which is totally bullshit. They just want to raise the baby because they want Satan's child to take over the world.
Yeah, they're harmless.
Yeah.
They don't want to kill any babies.
Yeah, they just want to raise Satan. They just want Satan to rise. That's all it is. Yeah. But this movie, though, has like I said, you don't know who to trust. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. It does start off very slow. It does. It really does.
Yeah.
Rosemary could be annoying. I love you, Mia Farrow. It's not your fault. It's just I know that's why you betrayed that character, or that's why you were told to betray that character. Right. But she could be a little annoying. Because you want to shake her and like, look, Rosemary, you don't see this going on?
And
she's just fucking just like, okay, sure, yeah, whatever, you know.
You know, William Castle got hate mail for this fucking movie.
Oh, a lot of people did. A lot of people say that Roman Polanski was cursed from making this movie. So,
and the interestingly, the apartment complex was the same, like where they're shooting on the street. That's where John Lennon was shot, just a few steps away.
Yeah, 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 that's true.
Kind of a trip.
A lot of things happen. Also, too, Tony Curtis, guys, is in this movie. He plays a cameo. Basically, you don't see him. He calls in and speaks to Rosemary about the Cassavetes. Mm-hmm. You also see, too, it starts picking up a little bit when her friend... what's his name? Hutchins, played by Maurice Evans. He's very knowledgeable of the occult and things like that. He meets Roman Cassavetes, and he kind of notices that he has like this evilness to him. Mm-hmm. Piercing eyes. He has his ear pierced. You know, this guy's like 80 or 90 years old. Mm-hmm. So he starts investigating and digging some stuff, and Guy is kind of like the messenger. Anytime Guy sees something out of place, he runs next door and reports it the fucking whole entire time, because he's kind of protecting this devil child. So basically every time he sees like a certain person over, or someone he's not familiar with, he'll go and report it to Roman Cassavetes and Minnie, and then they'll come over, interrupt, or they're like, you know, something will happen to the visitor. They'll end up dying or falling off the face of the earth or something along those lines. I love this movie to the point where I watched this enough to understand that this stuff could be real. I mean, I'm not saying like the devil can go and, you know, do those things. But as far as like these weird occults that just populate and really believe in this stuff, it's eerie stuff.
So many cults, like it's crazy, yeah. And they do some really bizarre, out of this world kind of things. I mean, look at the cults that, you know, Jim Jones, he gave all his followers the juice and made them die. You know, like they do some really bizarre stuff. And then, you know, it's interesting how this movie is about a cult, yet Roman's wife was being murdered at the same time of the making of this movie by a cult. Like, it's just, it's so crazy.
It is. It's crazy.
And, not that these things are intentionally tied, but just knowing that they all happen around the same time, all these different things, it's just raises and eyebrows.
Roman Polanski's career has never been the same again.
Right.
And he's always had something to do with it always intrigued him. He also made a movie in the early 2000s. It's with Johnny Depp. It's called The Ninth Gate.
Ninth Gate.
He made that movie too. So he's always kind of
been interested in the occult.
Yeah, his career has never been the same.
Yeah.
I think he lives in another country and stuff for, I think he got in trouble for sleeping with a minor or something.
Oh, really? Sharon Tate was kind of young, wasn't she? She looked it.
Yeah, she was young. Yeah, young, beautiful, and full of life. And yeah,
it's sad. You know what's funny? Mia Farrow, right before, behind you.
Yeah.
Right before Rosemary's Baby, she was thinking of becoming a nun.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was actually Catholic, like Rosemary, and she was thinking of becoming a nun. And it's kind of funny too, because in the movie, like, you know, her name is Rosemary in the movie. It's a reference to Mother Mary.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And that's interesting, considering, like, we know how Mary got pregnant. Like, she didn't. She was a virgin, but this is like complete opposite in the movie.
Right. But I still remember the soundtrack to this movie. I think
Really good. Oh yeah.
The soundtrack is pretty good. I mean, we got Mia Farrow singing the La 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 song at the beginning of the movie.
This is one of the best horror movie theme songs out there, I think.
It took a lot to write it.
It's simple. I know. They put a lot of thought in the lyrics.
The whole entire song is la la la. I mean, it's a lullaby. See, what I like about it is because it does have to do with a baby.
Did you say it's a lullaby?
Lala. So basically, it does have to do with the baby, and you know, they kept that theme throughout the movie. There's one scene in here. Okay, guys, we're just talking about the movie. We're discussing it, having a good time talking about it. Not a commentary or anything. You guys know. There's another good scene in here where she's basically, her friend Hutchins, he dies, because basically guy takes a glove from him and he dies, the next day. But before he dies, he sends Rosemary this book because he wants to tell her the truth about Roman and about Roman Kasavitz. So he sends him this book, and it's basically, she's playing Scrabble and she's figuring out what these names are. So all them witches, it comes up inside the book, but she scrambles these words around and it ends up spelling out Roman Kasavitz. Or something like that. I think it's actually, what's his name? Mercado? What's his name? The main devil guy that they emulate. Yeah, so basically, I think his name Jose Mercado. Julian Mercado, I think his name is. Something like that. It ends up moving towards Roman Kasavitz, his name. He's related to them. So basically, when they spell that out, it spells his name. I don't remember the exact scene of the movie, but I do have favorite parts of this movie. There's probably like a good...
Adrian Mercado.
That's what it is. Yeah, thank you.
And that Roman's father. That's Roman's father.
Yeah, it's Roman's father. Yeah. Remember I told you? Yeah, they're related.
Yeah.
I do like the eeriness to this. The whole satanic ritual that they do when the devil is being with Rosemary, the chanting, all that stuff. It's just eerie as hell. It's very eerie. It doesn't have a lot of gore, and I'm okay with that. There's no gore, actually, I should say.
This movie doesn't really need it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad that they kind of used a lot of stuff. for the mind.
Yeah, yeah. For the mind.
I'm happy they didn't show the devil in full force, like his, yeah. whole, like his whole body.
I like that they showed his eyes, just his eyes, because, mm-hmm. you know, moving forward to when she has the baby and the baby's in the bassinet, they look into the bassinet and they say, he has his father's eyes.
Yeah. Well, she's running away. She's trying to hide from these people. She's yeah. now she has a good hunch that, hey, what she's thinking is that they want to sacrifice her baby, like I mentioned right. earlier. But it's not that. They want to raise him.
Well, and, yeah, so
she's trying to hide. Yeah, she's trying to hide from them, blah, blah, blah. And so eventually she has the baby in her apartment with all the devil worshippers around. And then the doctor, the one that's in on it, the evil doctor, he takes the baby out and he comes back in and says, oh, the baby died. Mm-hmm. The baby died. So you can basically try again. But they're trying to tell her over and over, hey, this wasn't like we didn't want your baby. This wasn't a devil baby. You know, trying to trick her. You went crazy for a little while. They were trying to say right. that she went crazy while she yeah. was pregnant, which was not the case, obviously. And you guys can try again and have another kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So later on, Rosemary, she's hearing these baby crying mm-hmm. from the other room, basically. And she's noticing, like, hey, why do they keep asking me for my milk? It's kind of weird. Why do they keep asking yeah. me for my milk?
Well,
they keep,
come on, Rosemary. Yeah, come on.
Stop asking questions. It makes sense. The baby was dead. You wouldn't need milk. Come on. What do you think they are? What do you think they're doing? They're fucking using it for cereal or something? Come on. No, they're feeding a child. Like, you're hearing babies and stuff.
You hear the baby. Yeah.
They keep telling her, oh, that's just on your head. It's the postpartum. Really? Then why are you eating my milk? This is not in my head. It's in my breast. So she finally follows the sound and she goes into the next apartment, which is actually Minnie and Roman Kasavitz's apartment. Mm. And that's when she discovers the baby. That's when she discovers Guy was in on it the whole time. Right. And Guy was even telling her, hey, look, I'm so sorry I had to deceive you.
Yeah.
We're going to be rich. We're going to be set for life. She spits in his face.
Like, yeah.
Get out of my face. She spits uh-huh. in his face. So she notices, she walks to the baby, remember the care, what do they call it? The crib? It's all yeah. black with the upside down uh-huh. cross hanging. And, she walks to the baby and she screams, oh my God, it's eyes. It's yeah. eyes. What have you done to him? You maniacs. And then, he goes, it's Satan's child, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Satan is going to walk the earth again, you know? And, basically they give her a choice. Either look at you, be a fucking mom or get the fuck out. Like, no, it's so many words. They tell him, like, hey, all he needs is a mother. That's it.
Yeah,
you're his wow. mother. So, what are you gonna do? So, what does she do? She starts rocking him, and then the movie ends. So, that means she made a choice.
She chose to raise her same baby.
Mm-hmm. La, you know, there's a part two, right?
Yeah, whatever happened to Rosemary's baby or something yeah. like that.
Yeah, right. Whatever happened to Rosemary's baby?
Patty Duke gets a star as Rosemary in the sequel, and she was actually supposed to star as Rosemary in this one, yeah, but she got to play her at least in the sequel. Yeah,
in a TV movie that no one knows about. Basically, Adrian grows up, mm-hmm. and he's like kind of like Damien from The Omen. He has magical powers. He makes people die.
Is that the one with Zoe Saldana?
No, that's a remake. No, this.
Oh, okay.
This one came out many years ago. We're talking about like 80s.
So it's a third movie or?
No. The one with Zoe Saldana is a remake.
The one you're talking about. There's a sequel. There's the one with Patty Duke. That's the one you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm spinning in circles. Okay. Yeah,
I'm not talking about the remake. No, the remake is garbage. I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I like Zoe Saldana. I just
I like her in Crossroads.
Yeah, not in that movie.
Yeah.
Crossroads of Britney Spears? Babe.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah. She's in that movie? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, she was Britney's friend. One of her best friends.
Zoe Saldana. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Baby. Kind of random. The song is not in Crossroads.
Yeah, I could have fucking sang that and make millions of dollars too, but I just obviously I don't look like that.
Yeah, I could have shaved my head and made millions of dollars. That's what, obviously
I don't look like that. I'm fucking insane, so I have that. I could sing like her, but anyway. Baby, baby. What's it say? but yeah, so part two, the only original person in part two, or people, I should say, the cast of it are back.
Oh, Roman, okay.
Roman's back and Minnie. It's the same. It's original.
The most name. Annoying people of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, we were watching. You know, Adrian. I saw bits and pieces of it. I saw bits and pieces of the movie. It's not something I could say. I can't really give a detail on it. I just can't.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't a big thing. It wasn't a big hit. So, but this movie's straightforward. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a classic. It's not a hidden gem like I mentioned earlier. A lot of people know about this, and God damn it, I'm ready for the meters. I'm just saying.
All right.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. B meter.
Rating from a cliff.
Bimita tata. Bimita. Bimita. Oof. It's at a one.
Okay.
It's not a B movie. It's not. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It really is. It's. You know. It's not that. Real quick. Yes, there's a minor little sex scene, but there's no cussing, really. I mean, there's like a couple here, like damn, and there's no cuss words. They show the story really well. They told the story well, and I think it's a great movie. It's finite. It's greatly shot.
It keeps your will.
Cinematography
turning.
In this movie is great. I love
the cinematography. I mean, there was one scene, the phone booth, that was shot in one continuous.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one thing that Roman Polanski does. These scenes are long. Back then, like Robert De Palma, or Brian De Palma, excuse me. this movie, Roman Polanski, the scenes are fucking long. I mean, they're having a whole conversation on the phone.
With the... The music too makes it feel Rosemary. Even longer.
Hutchison, I just need to talk to you. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Perfect. Yes. No, I'm doing fine. How are you? Oh, good. Like we didn't hear that shit. Let's get to the point. Yeah. They're having a full fucking conversation. I mean, the movie's like almost 2 hours, or about over 2 hours.
And that's why. That's why.
Yeah, it's because all these unnecessary dialogue. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll walk down the street. Yeah, perfect.
that's a lot to remember.
Anyway. Cheese meter. Cheese meter. The cheese meter might be high because of Rosemary. Sorry, Rosemary, it's true.
It might be high from the chalk comet.
Oh yeah, real quick, yeah, that chalk comment. There was this one scene where Rosemary's hair is up to her neck, right? She are up to her shoulders. She gets a haircut, and it's like shaved basically. And she comes in, and Guy, her husband, he goes, "What's that?" And she goes, "What's what? Oh, you like it? It's Fidel Sassoon." He goes, "Like it? That looks horrible." he's like, "Why would you do that to your hair?" But he was like, he said it's so mean.
Yeah, he told her she looked like a fucking piece of chalk. Like, that's so messed up.
Well, because when she was pregnant with the devil baby, she was losing weight, not gaining weight.
Yeah.
So everybody kept telling her, "Oh, it's all normal in the beginning stage of the pregnancy. You'll lose a ton of weight."
I did.
Yeah, from what I understand, I heard that's a true fact. I didn't believe it, but I heard it's a true fact.
So the reason why I lost a ton of weight in the first trimester of my pregnancies was because my morning sickness was so bad that I couldn't eat any. I couldn't even open my eyes in the morning before I was already throwing up. That's not even an exaggeration. Like, I had to be hospitalized. It happens to a lot of us. So
Yeah. No, it's true. It happened to Claudia's friend, actually. She was losing a lot of weight.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But cheese meter time. That's where the cheese the cheese meter. Cheese meter. Cheese meter. Cheese meter. That's three. I think because she's it's all Rosemary's fault. If she's lucky, it's not higher than that. She just is. You're lucky, Rosemary. You're lucky. Shame on you.
Rosemary.
Shame on you, Rosemary. Okay. Scream meter. Scream. This movie is hey guys, stop screaming. Stop. It's at a 7. Pause it. Yeah, so it's a 7. I agree. It's good.
It's scary, yeah.
Now, gore meter. I don't think it's gonna be any blood. There's no blood.
I would be really surprised if he even gives any.
There's one gory scene in this movie. That's when her friend, remember I was explaining earlier when she got pushed out the window? But she's already laying on the floor and she's full of blood. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's what I thought. It's at a 1.5. Yeah. It's at a 1.5.
A 1.5? Like it got. Okay.
Well, I mean, her eye was popping out almost. It just was. But, you know, that's the meters there. Again, 1967, 68 movie. It's a great movie. It's a little slow. Give it a chance. It has phenomenal actors. Mia Farrow, again, I like her. I just think she's a little annoying in this movie. Not her, the character.
Right, yeah.
She's a little bit too gullible for me.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. But it's a really good movie. It will keep you at the edge of your toes. Again, you don't know who to trust. You're cheering for her. You're not cheering for her. I mean, at the end, you're left with the, what would you do if you're a Rosemary? Would you raise this kid? Or would you fucking just say, I need to kill this kid because, hey, he's the devil's child. What are you going to do? What would you do? I already know what you do, America. You're raised.
I'm raising three of them, so.
Yeah, there you go. See? Fuck. Oh, my goodness. Yep, there's your answer. Okay, well, so, guys, she's encouraging it.
You're not going to ask me about final touches? Wow.
I'm not, no more. I refuse.
I was prepared to.
I learned my lessons now. You told me off for 22 episodes, and I'm not going to do it. But, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, every week, brand new episodes. We've been doing this non-freaking stop once a week. And
rain or shine.
Rain or shine and rain, even snow and fog. Nothing stopping THFR. Every Saturday, we're releasing an episode every 12 noon-ish.
Unless you're a patron, then you get it on Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, thank you again for listening. We're going to be incorporating some stuff real soon with other people, hopefully, maybe.
Yeah.
It's in the works. But, you know, we'll get back to you on that. I have no complaints about this movie. Watch it. Maybe you'll have it. Maybe you'll have a devil child.
This is my final touch.
You're actually going to do one. Okay, now. Okay.
If you're interested in the Satanic Panic movies, watch Rosemary's Baby. You won't regret it. Watch it for the history. Watch it for knowing that, you know, what was going on with Roman Polanski's personal life, you know, with the whole Sharon Tate thing.
Again, it's all because he made Rosemary's Baby.
Right. It's coincidence.
I'll tell you what, though, man. His career has never been the same again.
Yeah.
I mean, he's wanted, or not, I don't know if he's wanted, but he can't return back to the United States anymore. Yeah. Don't quote me on that, but I am going to quote you on that, and then I'm going to see what it's disinformation. Yeah.
But anyway, picture you like listening to a grapevine.
Yeah. Imagine me listening through a grapevine like this. Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Anyway, guys, that's enough for me. I'm Killer Mike here. That is freaking Evil Erica. Thank you again for listening. And 3, 2, 1, and
stay scared.
That's right. Thank you for listening, guys.